Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Tomorrow, we celebrate the one-year anniversary of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health, the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. In its decision, the current Supreme Court said that the Roe Court got it wrong and reversed Roe, which gave the power to criminalize abortion back to the states. Immediately, abortion became illegal in nearly half the states, a handful of states legalized abortion, and others, like Montana, placed even more restrictions on the egregious procedure. That set off a firestorm of state-level legal challenges, including several in Montana, where lawmakers are hamstrung by our own state-level version of Roe v. Wade, called the Armstrong decision. In the recently concluded legislative session, Governor Gianforte signed 11 new pro-life bills into law, making this the most pro-life legislative session in Montana history. That said, not all of the bills introduced were pro-life. Three in particular would have enshrined the right of abortion in state law. House Bill 570 would have created civil penalties for interfering with abortion access. House Bill 432 would have opened the door to abortions up to the moment of birth, and the most bizarre of them all, House Bill 471, which would have declared abortion to be a religious right. All three were killed quickly by the Republican-controlled House Judiciary Committee. In testimony, the Montana Family Foundation pointed out that the only church that officially recognized abortion as a right, R-I-T-E, not R-I-G-H-T, is the Church of Satan, which back in February opened its own abortion facility in New Mexico. The bill's sponsor, Representative Ed Staffman of Bozeman, then responded, "There are other religions as well that leave the door open for abortion, including Judaism, Universalist Unitarians, and Episcopalians." To say it was a strange hearing would be an understatement. In 25 years of testimony on this issue, we've never heard anyone claim they have a right to an abortion based on their religious beliefs, but strange things happen every day in the Capitol. The bill was quickly killed, and we thought that was the end of the story. Little did we know it was the opening salvo in a new nationwide strategy to legalize abortion in every state. This week, an article in Politico lists a number of states where abortion bans are being challenged on religious discrimination grounds. These include Missouri, Florida, Indiana, Wyoming, Kentucky, and Texas. In Florida, the lawsuit was brought by clergy representing Reformed Judaism, Buddhism, the Episcopal Church, the United Church of Christ, and the Unitarian Universalist Church. A spokesman for former Indiana Governor Mike Pence said the wording of the Indiana lawsuit is a pursuit to legalize abortion up to and even after birth. Although the Church of Satan appears to be sitting on the sidelines, probably at the request of the other plaintiffs, they are no doubt fully behind the effort. Pro-life Americans celebrated the Dobbs decision, but as we said last summer, the decision was just the latest salvo in the fight to preserve life. The battle has now shifted back to the states, where groups like the Montana Family Foundation will continue fighting until the scourge of abortion is banished from every state in the Union. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.